Hazrat Hakim al Ummat rahmatullah alayhi, from his khulafa, from his deputies, a very famous and well known Hazrat Khwaja Mazub rahmatullah alayhi. He was one of the khulafa, well known, and he was, mashallah, a unique khalifa of Hazrat's. And his name was Mahzub, and he used to stay in Jazb, and he had ilm, and he had shairi, he used to write couplets, and he had extreme love with his sheikh. Rather, he was fanaful sheikh, he was engrossed in the love of his sheikh. Once he presented a unique question to Hazrat, to his sheikh, and he said, Hazrat, my teacher, that I've got nisbat, I've got connection with you, and I also do dhikr. So, my situation, how do I know that Allah Ta'ala has come into my heart? Beautiful question, mashaAllah. These are the words and points with relation to tasawwuf, rectification, purification. It's a unique question we used to hear from the pious predecessors, and he said that in every place there's a different color and form that dhikr takes, and different, you can say, feeling and emotion from dhikr. And in this masjid, there's a unique spirituality in this masjid, that whenever the words of tasawwuf are discussed, an ajeeb and unique emotion overcomes me. And mashallah, it's with regards to tasawwuf. So there's mashallah spirituality in this masjid, and we see that from the dhikr, and mashallah from you brothers, and this majma, this assembly, this gathering. I don't know what are your characteristics, but my heart feels that I speak about my Hazrat, about the walis of Allah, and I speak about love, and not scolding and strict, not about hellfire and paradise. So this point is coming to my heart. I'm sitting with you, and this is coming to my mind and heart. So let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala makes these words and discussion beneficial. You are salikeen. Alhamdulillah, this question was asked, and this question is relevant for all of us. It's applicable to us. We're collected here, gathered here, you are here, I'm here, and whoever's listening here into us, the sisters, the brothers, people are setting aside their time, and they will have their mic in front of them, or the speakers in front of them, dhikr preparation, the women, the men. And this is the question that arises here, that the objective of us gathering, sitting, listening, what is the objective? So this is the question that arises, that why have we come? Why have we left our homes and come to the masjids? There are other mosques, and you're sitting in the masjid, sitting with me, I'm sitting with you. What has brought us here? So even if we don't know, unconsciously, the question that was asked is relevant to us, that we want one thing, the love of Allah Ta'ala is what we want, so that the love of Allah comes into our heart. So on that same basis, in that same platform, with that love and jazbah and passion, we are sitting. Otherwise, who can bring us here? Whose love can attract anybody to anywhere? Whenever a person goes on a journey or travels, behind that there's a jazbah, and that is the love, the attraction. So of a certain thing. So we are those kind of people, that we want Allah Ta'ala's love, we want to attain Allah's nearness, we want Allah Ta'ala's qurb, and that is why we have taken a hold of the path that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to us, the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, if you want to attain my nearness, then do my dhikr, remember me and you will attain me, and you will get love with me, you will attain my love. So he, the Khalifa, asked the same question. This is such a path, a journey, it's such a path, it's not a path, rather it's a feeling. It is a state of feeling that the ashik, the lover, is never satisfied with the connection with the person who he loves. He's always thinking, does he love me? Does he not love me? Or is he accepting my love? And some people ask that, do you really love me? Or are you happy with me? Or are you satisfied with what the connection? And these are questions that, are you pleased with me? Are you pleased with me? The wife, you're not displeased, are you? And people, you know, they think about the person who is their partner, their wife, their spouse, that you're okay, aren't you? You're not displeased, are you? So this comes into the heart, that may it not be that my beloved is displeased with me. And the person who has Allah as his beloved, then what will be his hal? What will be his condition? What will be his situation? That if the Rabb becomes mahbub, then a person's always thinking and feeling. And maybe these words come to your mind, I don't know, I'm sitting in the dhikr with the Ramzulva, has Allah come into my heart? Is the love there? Is the affection there? And when this question starts to come, then you should consider that this is the situation, that the asal mahbub is Allah. And we don't know that is it the case that the love of Allah has come into my heart? Has it descended? Is this the reality? And many people don't think like this. But Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi gave a beautiful answer. Do you understand the question? Time is short, the subject is long. So I will summarize this to you, Jamia, so that we can understand and we can benefit from this, inshallah. So the question is quick and easy. Hazrat Mazub, rahmatullahi, who was one of the greatest khalifas and a lover of Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, and he asked the question, look, when Hazrat Khwaja Mazub is asking that, has Allah come into my heart or not? And how much it must be proving that these are the solid signs of an ashik, that he is never satisfied. Is that my Rabb satisfied or pleased with me or not? That's why if we think this in our heart, that I don't know, is Allah razi with me? Is he pleased with me? I don't know if my dhikr is correct or not. So I repeat the question to, what was the question? He asked his Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim al-Ummat. Very big point here, that in front of the Shaykh to ask such a question, you have to be daring, you have to have courage. And a person who had adab and manners with his Shaykh, and subhanAllah, and in front of such a, you can say, strict and firm teacher, because Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat was firm, he was quite solid and strict in his character, and he used to give direct answers. So how much there must be love in this question, the love between the student and the Shaykh, and he forgot all of the other regularities and presented the question. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you enjoying what I'm saying? If you're an Ashik, then you'll love what I'm saying. You'll understand what I'm saying. So, Hazrat Mazub rahmatullahi, the student asked the question. I'll repeat the question. That Hazrat, I've got nisbat with you, I've got connection with you, and I'm doing dhikr, but I don't know, has Allah Ta'ala come into my heart or not yet? So the answer, what was the answer? He said, Mia, when you were baligh, when you became an adult, mature, when you became baligh and mature, what a shaykh and what a murid. So did you realize or did you ask people that am I baligh or am I mature and I've come into adulthood? And Hazrat Mazub said, I realized myself, I didn't have to ask people. Then Hazrat said, this is the same situation. If you've got the nisbat, so here, let me just give you a side pointer. If you've got nisbat, connection, and you've got the sohbat, the company of the teacher, then the ruh becomes baligh, it becomes the adult, it matures. Say subhanAllah again. Say subhanAllah again. What a great point, beautiful point, that if you have the nisbat, connection with the teacher, and you have the sohbat, fazane sohbat, the rays of sohbat are there, the company is there, then why do you worry? Then your ruh, your soul has matured. You don't need to ask and think. In your heart, you've got the pain and the feeling and the desire and the passion that you want to attain the haq. So you will not shriek or fear from that pain. Rather, people will accept that this individual has matured. Wherever we go, we discuss you. Wherever we go, we discuss you. When a person becomes an ashik, wherever he goes, he will speak about his beloved Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Or my shaykh, my teacher is this, my teacher is that. He will not think of anything else. When a person's a diwana, when he loves the teacher, wherever he goes, wherever I go, I discuss you, I mention you, whatever gathering there is, whatever mahfil there is, whatever gathering there is, assembly there is, then I see your true color and form in the class. Wherever I am, I remember my teacher, my shaykh. This is the love that a person becomes engrossed in the teacher's effects, in the teacher's company. He doesn't have any formalities, and the love overwhelms, the love of the teacher overwhelms the student. So this was the beautiful example here. So Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi said that there was a woman, and she said to the other person that when the child comes, because she was obviously expecting, she said, when the delivery comes, let me explain it to you in more detail. When the delivery time comes, then tell me, I'm going to sleep now. May not be that I'm sleeping and the baby's born. Subhanallah. So Hazrat gave this example. He said that your question is just like this. So she gave the answer that when the child, when the pain comes for the delivery, then you will wake up and the whole of the neighborhood will also wake up. That the pain will not let you sleep and nor will it let the neighborhood sleep either. This is such a pain. So Hazrat said that the love, the pain of love, when it comes into the heart of person, then it doesn't let him sleep with ease. Then there's no need to ask for a person, has Allah come into my heart? Is the love of Allah in my heart? Am I close to Allah? The same example is, these are the two conditions. What are the conditions? MashaAllah. Nisbat, the connection, and the sohbat, the company of the teacher. If these two things are present, then that benefit will be there. Otherwise, you will not have that benefit. Like the person came and said, Hazrat, pray for me that I have a child, please. Subhanallah. So he said that don't just do dua, but please do dua for me that I get the male as the child. But when did you get married? He said, I haven't married yet. Subhanallah. So please do dua that Allah gives me a child. So now have you listened? That how can it be without the marriage you have a child? He said, please do dua for me. So if a person has nisbat, the connection without nisbat, and you want Allah Ta'ala's nearness, or without nisbat you say Allah has that love and affection for Allah coming to the heart, is just like a person who's not married and he wants to do dua for a child. So it's lazim to have nisbat with the shaykh. And with nisbat, the connection with the shaykh, you must have the sohbat, that you have got married, and after having the marriage, you have to have sohbat. You have to have the physical relationship with the wife, isn't it? Then you can say, Mawlana sahab, please do dua for me that I have a child. Then you'll have the child, isn't it? That's when the dua, that is when the dua will take shape, isn't it? Will have the effect and success. So if you have the pain for Allah Ta'ala's love in your heart, then there are two things that are necessary. Nisbat, the connection with the teacher, and the sohbat, the company with the teacher. And when you have these two things, these two elements, then in the same way your ruh, your soul will mature, and it will grow, and it will mature in such a way the results of the nearness to Allah will bear fruit. And what will be the result? Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, in your heart will come the pain, and such a pain and an affection and love that after that you will not feel like you want to go to sleep. When the pain comes in the heart, where will that pain allow you to go to sleep? You won't sleep yourself, and you won't allow others to sleep either. So my brothers, we are all salikeen. We will have love for Allah. We are all gathered on the basis of Allah Ta'ala's love. And dhikr is a path. It's not the objective. It's not the end point. Dhikr is the path, the means. This is one path which we have grabbed. It's a wasila. It's the means, but our objective, what is our maqsood? Allah Ta'ala's love. May it come into our hearts. That person is not a human being. Remember this. He is not in reality a human being who is living in the world without the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He is not a human being. He cannot have the enjoyment of life. He cannot realize what is lutf, enjoyment, what is life, the enjoyment of life. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. And if somebody wants to learn that really in this world, what is enjoyment, satisfaction, love, the value of these breaths that we breathe, what is the value of life, then he needs to follow this path. He needs to be a salik. He needs to try to attain Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. He needs to grab this, and this life will become his spring, and it will be his reward and satisfaction. And he knows about the morning, what's happening. He knows about the afternoon. He knows about the evening. It's evening now. He knows about the evening and the night. He knows about sahl. He knows about the morning. And if he's got ishq, if he's not seeking Allah Ta'ala in these times, then he doesn't know when is morning, when is evening, what to do in the night, what to do. He's got just one objective. And what is that? Oh, that's it. Eat, drink, and be merry and go to sleep. Oh, have a child and have children and go to sleep and eat and drink and no objective life. And without objective, the person passes his life. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us shawq, desire, passion. We shouldn't fear. We shouldn't fear. Here's a big words of encouragement. And great people, good people, they lose hope. It's been so long I've been doing dhikr of Allah. I've got the hand of the shaykh. I've got the company of the shaykh. And I thought I'd attain Allah Ta'ala's love. And here has a Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayh. Has given a toe, he's unraveled the secret. It's impossible. He said it's impossible that you have the nisbat, the connection with the shaykh, and you have the sohbat, the company of the shaykh, then it's impossible that your soul will not mature and you will not benefit. Do not lose hope. Maybe you're weak, you are small or big, you are experienced, you're not experienced, doesn't matter. The biggest action we can implement is to take hold of the nisbat of the shaykh. Was this barrier to overcome this obstacle is a very big barrier for people, and many people have failed in this. Many great muhaddithin and many people who have maturity, intellectuals, and people who have brain and wisdom, but they failed here. They did not extend their hand to the hand of the shaykh, the teacher. They did not start the journey of the salik. Oh, we don't need to do this. We don't need this. We don't need the company of the teacher. Never do this. My Hazrat Rahmatullah said, remember this journey, the salik, the seek of Allah Ta'ala's nearness, this is very sensitive fast. Very, very sensitive path. This is such a path to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that never should a person, never should you think, never should you consider that nafs and shaitan will not come in front of you to become a barrier and an obstacle for you. Never think that they will go away from you. Imam Razi Rahmatullah, very great event in his life, and we learn this from history, that he went to the Shaykh And Imam Razi rahmatullahi, when he went to meet the Sheikh, and when he told him that this is my situation, he said, "Ooh, this is such a very unique situation, Hazrat." He said, "Then go." And he said, "Fine." But he said, "Remember one point, that you stayed with me this many days. So there will be an effect upon you for the company that you stayed in my company. The fair enough, you don't accept me the Shaykh, but remember this point. Allah Ta'ala sent you to my company, but the effect of my company will positively come onto you. When you need, then call unto me and you will see the benefit." SubhanAllah. That's what the Shaykh said to him, to Imam Razi rahmatullah. And maybe Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, has narrated this event, or some other elder. I'm explaining this. I've not read this myself. He said, "Definitely call unto me if you need me, my assistance. Because if you didn't come towards this path, then between me and you, there would be no relationship. But for you to come and to stay and to ask questions, but now there's hesitation. Wasawis, whispering of maybe shaitan or the nafs have said to you, this is difficult. And maybe your knowledge has overwhelmed you." And he was an alim also, the Shaykh. But here you've stopped. You're hesitant, you're doubting. You haven't taken me as the teacher. But because you've come here and you've stayed with me, then the effects of my company definitely will come into your life. So if ever you need me, you require me, then call to me. And then the time came, Imam Razi, alhamdulillah, what a great Shaykh. People know about his tafsir, his Quran knowledge. And when the time came, and mashallah, a great scholar is narrating this, that I am mentioning this to you. So when the time came where he needed the help, and shaitan, at the time, these are the rawayat, the notions that at the time of death, shaitan comes, and there are du'as that we should recite to save ourselves from shaitan. This is a very famous du'a, that Allah, at the time of death, shaitan, he will attack us. He will try to grab our iman. Allah, save us from that attack. Shaitan comes and he sits next to you on the bank of death. And I've seen people in this situation, and they say, "Hazrat, he's sitting here, he's pestering me, and he's trying to tell me that I've heard this myself. I'm telling you, I've heard these experiences, and I'm narrating this to you." So my brothers, this dunya doesn't stay the same at that time. My brothers, at the time of death, at that time, what will come to use to us, in use to us, all of the efforts and the struggles we made in our life, they will come in use to us. They will come positively beneficial to us. We at least used to sit and do dhikr and narrate and recite Allah's name and go and sit in the company of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala told us to do that, and we implemented that. And that's when we'll realize at the time of death how these things were beneficial to us. So Hazrat Imam Razi rahmatullahi, a great imam. And shaitan came to attack him. He was a big imam, learned, knowledge. He wasn't some small time, small scale alim. No, he was an abid. He was an alim. He was a worshipper. He was a scholar. And he did many things in his life. And shaitan came to him. "Let me take the iman of Imam Razi," said shaitan. Shaitan said, "How do you believe in Allah? There's no God, you madman. You're wasting your time. You wasted your time, your life. You wrote tafsir and told people about deen. Where's God? Prove to me about God." Imam Razi said, "I believe." He said, "Give me dalil. Give me the proof." He gave dalil, and shaitan answered the dalil. He refuted the dalil. He refuted the proofs, and death is coming near. Every proof that Imam Razi is presenting, shaitan refuted it with his knowledge, and his hands started to get cold, and his feet started to get cold, and he started to lose hope. Imam Razi, rahmatullahi, brothers, and what of me and you? When he started to lose hope, shaitan said, "I've won now." Then a point came to his mind, Imam Razi, the Shaykh, he told me that whenever you need me, you need my assistance, then call unto me. So lying down, he called out, "Hazrat Shaykh, I'm distressed and my dalils are finished. Can you help me? Can you assist me? Can you assist me in my time of need?" At that time, Hazrat was doing wudu, the Shaykh, and the lota, the vessel in his hand, the water vessel was in his hand. So he, the Shaykh, he put the vessel down hard. He said, "Do not wilt, do not shake." Shaitan, the wretched shaitan, the vessel, SubhanAllah, he put it down hard and he said, "Give him the answer. He's asking for proof about Allah. I'll give you the proof. Tell shaitan that I believe in Allah without any dalil, without any proof. I don't need any proof, SubhanAllah." And soon as the Shaykh said this, then suddenly from the mouth of Imam, he said, "You asking for dalil? I believe in Allah without any dalils." Ah, and shaitan said, "You've won and I've lost." And he recited the kalima of shahadat and he departed and died and passed from this world. So this is the connection, brothers. Nisbat. If we don't have nisbat, then shaitan, he will win. And he stops us from having the connection with the shirk. When we overwhelm this barrier and we grab the hand of the wali of Allah and we drop the nafs, we drop the desires and shaitan and say, this is nothing in front of the guidance. I will have to take the guidance of the shaykh. I will have to take his framework and direction. I'll have to go on this path as the salik, and I'll need to take my shaykh on the journey with me. And when we break down this barrier, then the doors will open. And this is called Hakim al-Ummat. That when you have nisbat, connection, and the sohbat of the teacher, then what is there to worry about? Then the result will definitely come. You get married and you have the company with the wife, then inshallah the child will come. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give the result through a certain means. So a salik, the traveler on the path of tasawwuf, should not be worried. Doesn't matter if you're broken, you're a sinner. Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down, sometimes you fall. But this is such a journey. But if you've got the nisbat, the connection, alhamdulillah, and you have ikhlas, and you have sincerity, and you have love with the teacher, and you have aqidah, and you have love with the sheikh, then alhamdulillah, the pious predecessors say, don't worry, inshallah, inshallah, you will get to the destination in this journey. So my brothers, we are all on this journey. We are all musafireen. We are all travelers. And on this path that we have taken hold of, we recite Allah Ta'ala's name. And Allah Ta'ala, may He keep our nisbat, our connection strong, so that the time to come, the journey to come in front of us, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. If we think we've come here to become walis, or buzurgs, or khalifas, or walis of Allah, or we should see visions and inspirations and dreams, and we should see the angels and the jinnat, and we should become famous and high status personalities and be called walis of Allah, and murid should run after us, and we should have students, and people come to the gatherings with these intentions. So my brothers, I press my hands together, I join my hands together and request, please go to someone else. I'm not a wali Allah, I'm not a person with kashf, I'm a broken individual, I'm not even an alim. So please do me a favor and go to somebody else. But yes, if you want to attain Allah's nearness, then through this faqir and through my company, inshallah, take all of the guidance that we are discussing, and Allah Ta'ala, you will attain His nearness. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, recite the Durood Sharif and start the dhikr.